It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, Fort Recovery sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Harold Feely all the way over at Botkins Local High School, the Trojans.
It's going to be a tough one tonight, huh, Coach?
Yeah, I absolutely believe so. Our JVs just lost in a hard-fought game tonight, but it was 58-47.
Yeah, both Toby's squad looks like about both nights they just got themselves dug in a hole that first quarter. They gave up 24 last night, and tonight I think it was 18 in the first quarter maybe, and they battled back, but they just kind of got themselves in too big a hole.
Yeah, and our JV's team has had a pretty good year, and we've kind of got swept on the weekend here, so.
Yep. Yeah, got to go back to the old drawing board and do a little more work for Toe.
Yep. So, looking here tonight, I mean, it's amazing the stats they send over that we have access to.
Yeah.
We can tell you anything about any of these players you want to know. Their current record right now is 5-4. They're 3-2 in the Shelby County Conference. They were in the last year's campaign. They were 25-3, 12-0 in the SCOW, which is the Shelby County. They were back-to-back SCOW and district champs, regional runners-up in 2022. They lost to Tri-Village in the regional finals in a close game. And in 2021, they were D4 state champs. So they've had a lot of success here. So
a lot of success here in the last couple of years. And we had a great game last year. And they just had a really good ball club coming back off state championship. And we finally got rid of some of them kids. So hopefully we'll be able to give them a good game tonight, and it's going to be tough here on their court for sure. And us coming off of a tough MAC loss on Friday night, Coach, you know how that is. You always got dead legs and stuff. Seems like on Saturday night, you just got to battle through and hope you can get a win.
Yeah, and they didn't play last night, so advantage.
Advantage
to them. But they do return only two guys off of those state teams. Carter Plyman, who we'll talk about, I'm sure, a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Has 785 career points. He's their go-to point guard for them on that group. And then also Jordan Herzog is the other kid who's played varsity. Otherwise, they're all new varsity kids, new kids to the team. So, we'll be back with some more information here on our Wayne IGA pregame show. And we'll hear a sponsor from IGA.
Hello, Fort Recovery. How's it going? It's Zach Champ here representing Wayne IGA. It's great to be back in the store as the new store manager under the new owner, Adriana Stein. Folks, big things are happening, and your guys' responses to the store has been fantastic. Right now, we have a steak sale going on through this Saturday, January 7th. Our steaks are cut fresh. Folks, we cut them fresh daily. We wrap them, and they are put in our grab-and-go so you can pick up at your convenience. Ribeyes on sale for $7.99 a pound. T-bone steaks and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. Folks, you can't go anywhere in the surrounding areas and get deals like that. We want you to come in. I'll custom cut if I'm in the shop. You just come in and tell me what you'd like. Folks, this is a great time to stock up for grilling season, or even if you just want a steak for the weekend. So while you're in there getting your groceries, picking up some hot deli items, grabbing some grab-and-go custom meat and cheese trays, make sure you stop in and check out that steak selection, folks. Ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bone steaks, custom cut in the grab-and-go, ready for pickup. We appreciate your business, folks. Stop in and see us at Wayne IGA.
Boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're talking with Coach Bob Leverett here at Botkins. So they're coming in about 500. What are we looking at out of them? What kind of tough players do they have that we're going to have to look at?
Yep, so, last night, typical MAC game for us. Coming off of that, we're a little dinked up tonight. Landon Post is going to sit. He's got a little bit of a leg strain, so we'll be without a starter tonight. As far as Botkins goes, they did not play last night. They usually get a Friday night off every so often with their Tuesday night league game. So, they were obviously there scouting us, so they know what we're going to do. Everything for them goes through the Plyman kid, who's a four-year starter, averages about 19 a game. So we'll have to know where he's at. And some guys are going to have to step up for us with Landon sitting out. But great opportunity to get back in the gym after last night's hard-fought loss. So just looking to redeem ourselves tonight.
All right. Good luck tonight, Coach. Thanks for talking with us. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back here at Botkins High School. Our Fort Recovery Indians taking on the Botkins Trojans with about a minute and 45 here to go on the pregame talk here with Wayne IGA. Fee, what was your thoughts last night getting into, you heard Coach Leverett talk a little bit about the game, and what was your, thoughts or on
Yeah,
on
you
that?
Know, we kind of talked about it a little bit too, Brian. You know, that atmosphere last night was so much fun, and it reminded me of the old days my son played, and you were head coach. And, man, when you get a packed house at the Fort, there ain't nothing better. It was rocking last night, and I know you said that Daniel came home kind of fired up about how what an exciting atmosphere that is. And, everything we did last night, we let the kids in free. In my opinion, let them in free all the time, and it's packed that house every time, and it's just a great atmosphere when you go. And somehow if we could have pulled a win out, it would have been a really great game. But
that might have made it perfect.
That would have been a perfect night, yes.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We had the choir there, which was awesome.
They
that was full.
Yep.
We have the little kids with the fifth and sixth graders playing, which that brought people in.
Yep.
Our band was tremendous with Mr. Knuth there. Obviously we're biased, but I don't think there's a better place to play when that thing is full.
I tell you what, it's tough for that home, for the away team. And man, when it's packed like that, it is loud in there.
All right, well, we're getting ready here for tip off here on the Wayne IGA, and they're getting ready to do the national anthem. So we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back for the start.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh
50 drawing and Queen of Hearts and other raffles will be going on, too. Get out to America Lanes for the second annual Athletic Boosters Booster Bash on Friday, January 20th after the Marion Local game and get yourself and your friends signed up to be members of the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters. Fort Recovery Radio Bulletin Board reminds you to buy local from businesses like this one who help keep you up to date on what's happening in the Fort Recovery area.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. The aches, headaches, stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Now back to the music, right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The TurboMax offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
All right, and we're back here at Botkins High School, and we're getting ready for the starting lineups. And for Fort Recovery Indians, there will be a little bit of a change, as you heard Coach Leverett say that Landon Post will be out here with a little bit of a leg injury, and I think they're probably be holding him out more so.
Yeah, I'd say more precaution, right? Yeah, tonight's game, you know, we want to win it, but it doesn't mean anything really. So let's not get him hurt anymore. Let's get ready for next week at Coldwater, and hopefully Landon will be all right.
Yep. So taking his spot is going to be 6'1" junior number 2 Riggs Toby. Going along with Riggs is going to be number 10 a 6' junior Troy Holman. 6'4" junior number 12 Rex Leverett. Joining along in the front court for those guys is going to be number 21 Daniel Pack, 6'7" senior, and fellow classmate number 22 Cal Ramos, 6'5" senior for him as well. So that'll be the starting five for the Indians. And for Botkins, they're going to start number zero, Carter Plyman, a 6'5" senior, and he is their go-to guy, averaging 20 points.
Yep.
And number one, Colin Dosick, a 5'8" sophomore. Number 21, Brant Berger, a 6'2" senior. Number 24, Jordan Herzog, number is 6'4". Junior, it looks like. And he is the other guy with varsity experience as well. He's averaging 8 points a game. And then number 42, Colton Plyman, a 6'4 sophomore. So that'll be starting lineup for the Botkins Trojans.
Should be a good one here tonight. Brian, I'm hoping anyhow. And then hopefully Alex Deuce and Riggsy are going to get a little more playing time tonight. We're only going to have six deep probably. So hopefully they step up and pick Landon up and get us a W here.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to the Wayne IGA pregame show. Getting ready here for the tip-off on the 10-cover tip-off. Kel Ramel's going to be jumping up against Plyman, and I got a feeling Plyman's going to be guarding Kel all night long here. So those
yeah,
two
be good,
probably,
that should be a good matchup.
Those two should probably get to know each other.
Yeah, I think so.
Kel gets the tip over to Daniel, right back to Kel. Swings it across to Troy Holman on the left-hand side. Rex Leverett has the ball now.
Looks like they're in a little man-to-man, huh?
Yep. Nice drive by Rex. Goes
nice.
Up and finishes. Good start
good
for Rex.
Good finish. 1-2. Attaboy.
That's what we need because he's a guy who has some abilities to score for us, and his confidence right now is...
We got
to
get it up.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. It's way too low.
Oh, and Indians going to 1-3-1
oh, look
right there. And
nice
Rex
job
gets
by
deflection.
Rex again.
Deflection by Rex, still by Riggs. Kel Ramel has the ball, pulling it up, swings it over to Rex. Rex lets it fly.
Hey,
hey. How about that? Rex Leverett, 5-0 start for the Indians.
Says the junior's in the house, buddy. I'm here. I'm here to play. I love it.
Botkins right now is trying to get organized, figuring out what they want to run against our 1-3-1.
Yes, sir.
Indians take a 5-0 lead here on the K&L Tractors first quarter scoreboard. And we're long out there.
Well, we are.
6'7", 6'4", 6'5".
That's some big kids.
6'1", long arms.
Tough shot,
shot up.
The yep.
Shot up and missed. Kel Ramel with a rebound.
Good rebound by Kale. Had a boy clear out.
That was
walking
Brant,
it up.
Brant Berger on the miss for Botkins. Kel Ramel driving in. Stop. Turns those to Troy Holman. Baseline drive. Kicks out to Daniel Patch. One more up to Rex Leverett.
Nope.
Misses that one. You know, Daniel had a good look, but passed it to Rex, who was high. I think
yeah,
that's
he
a smart play
open.
Right there.
Ooh, good extra pass.
Nice
yeah.
move. Misses the shot, though, for Botkins. Rex Leverett in transition.
Good decision by Rex. Pull back.
Back
wait
it.
Till his boys come.
Yep. Nice. I like Rex's aggressiveness tonight.
He looks like he's fired up tonight. I think he's a little, probably a little bit disappointed last night. He didn't have the best game, and I'm sure he's fired up, wants to show everybody he can play.
He's off to a good start.
Good start.
Troy's going to trigger it in right underneath our basket. Throws it up to Kel. Kel drives to the right. Stop spins. Fade away. Deflected.
Tough shot.
Yeah, it's probably a bad shot, too. But nonetheless, we miss it, and Herzog's pushing it up over two. Can't see it. Number one. That's Dosek.
Yep.
Misses it. And it's
Indian
going to be
ball. All right.
They had J.J. Meyer starting it, didn't they? Scratched him from the
scratched
lineup.
Him out.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what's going on there. That's the Meyer kid who his brother played on the state team.
Yes.
Remember that? The
was
good
a
shooter.
Stud, yeah.
Yep, good
pretty
shooter.
Pretty good player.
Troy Holman has the ball up top, drives in, pivots back, throws it to Kel. Swings it over to Daniel Patch. On the left hand side, drives in and kicks to Troy Holman, baseline drive. Goes up for the reverse, no good, but Kel rambles up to clean it up and misses.
Just missed the tip in.
Missed the chippy. Probably drug his foot there on that. Plyman up top.
Close,
they didn't
yeah.
call,
yeah.
Dosick has the ball on the other side. Swings it back to Plyman. Back to Dosick on the left. Driving in against the gap. I like this defense because this is making it hard on them to try to
make
dribble, penetrate.
Kind of giving them corner threes, which is a tough shot. So if they are going to get a shot, that's probably where it's going to come from.
And on the stats, they only have two guys that's hit double-digit threes all year. So they don't shoot a lot of threes. And I say that, there's Plyman, but that's off.
Turned one up. Nice rebound by Kale Ramel.
Yep. So that could be another reason why we play 1-3-1 as well. Take away their driving penetration.
Yep, make them shoot the three and see what happens.
Troy has the ball on the right-hand side. Over to the left. Over to Kel Ramel. Drives in, stop, pops.
Oh, in and out.
No good on the 15-foot pull-up. Kosick has the ball, hands it off to Plyman. Right in front of Coach Leverett. Over to Plyman. Don't know if that's a brother or a cousin. But
I don't know.
Herzog for three in the corner. Misses it. Right over up the rebound. Troy Holman with the ball in transition. Swings it over to Daniel Patch. Thought about it.
Daniel's thinking about it.
Yeah. Rex has it now on the right-hand side. Back to Riggs. I thought Riggs played really well last night.
There he is. Getting the ball. Boy, Daniel works harder than that's getting the ball.
Yep, he's got it in there now. Rex cuts. Nice little give-and-go pass. Back up, Rex. There we go. Good. Rex Leverett's the only one who scored tonight. He's got seven.
Rexy's got seven. They got nothing. I like it. Great pass there by Daniel Patch.
Double high ball screen coming up here in the 1-3-1 for Plyman. Dozik has it. Dump down pass. Damn. Up and good for Plyman on the drive. 7-2 Indians lead with 3:30 to go here in the K&L first quarter scoreboard. Rex Leverett has it on the left. Thought about it.
Pretty good 5 minutes of defense by the Indians. Yeah. Didn't give up any. Get in there, Kale. There he is. There he is.
Drop set spin. There you go. Up.
Oh, just off. Pretty good D.
Yep. Plyman has the ball in transition. Swings it, pushes it up, I should say. Over to Herzog, drives to the left baseline, cut off.
Pretty good D there, good job.
Up to Borger, over to Plyman. Dribbles over to the left-hand side. 2:50 to go here in K&L first quarter scoreboard.
They're kind of holding it a little bit here.
They are.
I don't know why we would be in any hurry.
There turnover.
Threw it away.
Turnover. Not sure if they're struggling to get shots off, or they just don't know how to attack this.
They don't know how to attack this or what.
I mean, they're just casually throwing it back and forth across the top.
Almost looked like they were going to hold it for a little bit there. And you're down by five. I don't know why you'd do that, but Alex Deuce checked in for the Indians on the break.
Replaced Rex.
Get it to him.
Yep.
Drop.
Yep.
Back out.
I like to see him throw it right back in there. I think the Indians now are trying to get organized here. Sure, Reg Riggs. Yeah.
Purple being patient. Ah. Up a few. They can be patient here.
Yep. Kel has it up top now. Drives in. Kicks over. Deflected.
Wow. Oh, he got a score there, Daniel.
Riggs has it.
Good reverse pass to Daniel. Shot up, no.
Good hustle by Alex Deuce.
Nice job, Alex.
Saves the
trip. Regroup here, boys. Yep. Regroup. That's it. Good job. Couple good hustle moves by the purple and white. Keep it alive. Give us our third shot at this time.
Alex has it on the left-hand side. Swings it over to Kel. Drives to the middle. Kicks over to Troy Holman. He lets it fly for three. No good.
No good.
Daniel
big rebound.
Patch.
They call him call jump.
Oh,
yeah. Didn't have much of it there, I didn't think, but just enough, I guess, to call it a jump ball.
Going to be Botkin's ball. 1:26 to go here in the first quarter. 7-2 Indians lead. Hopkins just is not in a hurry to bring that thing down, are they? Deep three.
Way down.
Good.
And he got it.
That was almost volleyball line three.
That was big boy.
7-5 now for the Indians. Alex Deuce has the ball. Nice back up by Riggs. Missed him, yeah. Cal Ramel has it now on the right-hand side. Up to Troy Holman. Comes off the ball screen, drives in there. Yep, caught a foul.
Strength. Just missed it. A little bit strong.
Good take by Troy Holman.
Was a good take.
So he got fouled by J.J. Meyer, who had just checked in. So that'd be his first. Right now, the Indians have no fouls. Botkins only has two.
Pretty clean game so far.
Yeah. Troy steps up and misses it on the Hall Brother free throw.
Looks like Big Rex Leverett's going to come back in.
And right now, this is going to be, I'd say when you come out, you got about maybe a minute and a half to blow and get your water and you're right back
you're
in.
You're ready to get back in because we're not real deep tonight.
With those that just tuned in, Landon Post is not playing, so. misses the second free throw. So that puts us really down to a six-man rotation.
Yep. Yeah, I talked to Reese Guggenbiller a little bit last night. He said maybe in 2 weeks he thought he might be back.
Deep three for Botkins there. Yeah, we need Reese back. And we could use that. And Daniel clears the rebound. 25 seconds here, and Kel's walking it up.
I'd say we're going to take last shot, huh?
I would hope so.
Unless we get something really easy.
Take a 7-5 or
yeah.
9-10, 10-5 game. Yeah, for sure. Kel's going ISO on the right-hand side. Picks up his dribble. Back to Daniel. Back to Kel. 5 seconds.
Way downtown by Kel. That's a little short.
Deep three for Botkins to end the quarter and no good. So Indians finish off the K&L first quarter with a 7-5 lead for the Indians. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Farmers understand the risks of farm life. And at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget too. And if you have a claim, we'll be here for you too. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here. It'll be the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard, and Indians are going to start off with the ball on the far side from us.
Yep.
It is 7-5 Indians lead.
Briggs Toby back in for the Indians, giving Daniel Patch a break.
Again, Landon Post is not suited up for the Indians tonight, so nice pass inside from Rex to Kel, so it puts us a little shorthanded. Kel up and no good.
Hard.
Rex Leverett with a rebound and throws it up as he's getting ready to fall down. Good hustle play by Rex, though.
Good hustle play on the rebound. Maybe he rushed a shot.
And they're calling a blocking call in transition. Herzog finishes it. Foul on Troy Holman. Ball
tied.
Game's all tied up.
Ties the ball game up. Troy might have been maybe a step late, but he was pretty close. He might have got the call. But
I think some of that, too, is that, you know, you see the circle on the college and NBA. You know, I think he was in
he
that
was down
for
in
sure.
There, yeah.
So if he would have been out a step further, which I think the official just kind of motioned for him over there, and Troy asked him if you were out further, that would be.
He'd be fine. Yeah.
Missed free throw, but Dozak gets a rebound. And throws it over, and Kel Rimmel deflects it out of bounds. So, hustle play for him. So, they're going to trigger Plyman Will underneath. Throws it to Meyer, back to Plyman on the left baseline. He dribbles it up. And he's still in the 1-3-1. Gets it to Herzog in the high post. Over to Dozak. Back to Herzog.
Might have walked there. Yep. Yes, he did.
Stumbled and fell and took the ball with him.
Yep.
Travel call.
We'll take that.
That's one of those you almost feel bad for the kid. When
yeah, it ain't his fault, but.
They pick him up full court right now. Botkins is going to. Maybe since they got fresh legs, they think they can do that.
That's right.
Kel Rammel breaks it, walks it up as soon as we got it in. Pivots over to Alex Deuce on the right-hand side. Swings at the Riggs. Basket cut. And they turn it over. J.J. Meyer with the ball in transition. Throws back to Dozak, up to Plyman.
Riggs, he tried to force her there maybe a little bit. Didn't make a very good pass, but good hustle by them.
Meyer has it on the left-hand side. You know, they're just kind of playing keep away from
they
us.
They are. I think they think we're the team, and they're content to be close.
Swings the ball over to Paul. Paul drives in. Acrobatic shot. No good. Kel Rammel with the rebound, and Herzog with the
foul
pushing
Herzog.
Foul.
Yep.
We 13 foul. So
Daniel Batts going to come back in, replacing Alex Deuce.
You know, I'm intrigued with the matchup here with Plyman on Kel, because this is really the first game Kel's had a kid his size and ability.
Yeah. They're both
just as athletic.
Pretty good athletes. I remember last year Logan Homan went against him, and that was two good athletes going at it.
Absolutely.
Two big boys per strong.
Nice move by Rex Leverett. Spin move up and no good.
Oh, my. Did everything but finish.
Yep, and then gets called for the overback foul. And if I remember right, 2 years ago, Owen Judy hits a game winner over here.
Yes, I tell you what, 2 years ago was one of the greatest shit games over here. It was a great game. It's an absolute shootout, and threes everywhere.
And they went on to win state that
night. And they won state. We about had them.
Didn't we beat him over here? No. I thought we beat him.
I don't think we did. I think we lost.
Did we?
I ain't positive, though.
Three in the corner from Dozak. No good. Rebound up. Kel Rammel with it.
Nope. Travel. Call a travel on that. We'll take that.
Herzog came down with it, landed on his back. Kel triggers it into Daniel, right back to Kel. Everyone else clears out of the way, so not really much pressure, even though it's 4-4. Daniel has the ball. Ball screened by Kel. Swings it back over.
Now take it down there, Kel.
We got the switch we wanted.
What did you look for?
Get out of there, Riggs. Swings it over to Rex. Deep three by Rex.
Nope.
No good. Hustle play by Riggs Toby, though. He got stripped from J.J. Meyer. Took it from him.
Might have got a foul there.
Oh, the other end, Rex kind of tripped him and turned. Turned about, I guess.
Been a couple fouls, man.
Fair play there.
We just won't call nothing. That's perfect.
Kel Remmel with the ball up top. Stops and pops. No good. Riggs Toby with the rebound. Riggs falls down. Up to Daniel Patch for three. Off the back end of that one. Good hustle play by Rex.
Rex wasn't sure. He thought it was off them.
Yeah, so he didn't touch it. But great hustle play for the Indians tonight. Riggs Toby's given us a second chance of numerous times.
He's
done
a nice job.
He's
working his butt off to help out.
I thought he played well last night, too.
He did. I thought so, too.
5 minutes even here to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. It's 7-7 second quarter. Low scoring affair.
You're right.
Plyman has the ball up top, looking for a ball screen coming off, and Indians defended that well in that 1-3-1.
It's one of them where both teams can't seem to get the ball to go down.
Yeah. And
had some decent looks, but just can't get none to drop.
They're fresh, and we're not. And playing one guy less.
Last night.
There, he shoveled his foot. Daniel probably mugged
swatted
him.
Swatted that away.
Didn't call it. Nice euro by Riggs. Just missed it.
Another one of the great movement. Just can't finish.
Plyman looking for a foul there. No kick. Call. Kick to the corner.
Good tip.
Yeah.
By Plyman.
Plyman has it. Swings it to Dozak on the left. Over to Herzog in the baseline. Back up to Dozak. Over to Plyman.
Like you said, I think they're just content to stay in the game. They're just very, very patient.
Well, I think they're trying to spread us out, too.
Yeah.
Drive from Plyman up and around the rim.
Watkins takes the lead, 9-7. 3:40 mark.
Troy Holman's walking the ball up the floor. Swings it over to Rex. Bounce pass into Daniel.
Take him, Daniel.
Yep.
Oh,
strong move on you. Kel Rammel got a tip over Rex Leverett. Rex is having himself a ball game. He's got nine of our nine. He is on fire.
He is.
Deep three for Plyman. Holy cow.
Get that rebound. Attaboy, Daniel.
Yep. My goodness.
You know, walking her out?
Coming in, he is shooting 36% from threes, but he's chucking them up deep.
He's letting them fly, ain't he?
Corey Holman has the ball now for the Indians up top. Swings it over to Kel Rammel. Kel drives baseline. Up and no good. They're calling a foul on Herzog, which is his second. So,
good take.
That'll put him to the bench and Kel Rammel to the free throw line for the Hall Brother free throw line.
Looks like Borger is going to come in for him.
For First free throw's up, and
yeah, a little bit of all kinds of iron, but it went in.
Alex Dews will check it in for Rex.
Rex, a quick breather.
Someone not named Rex Leverett finally scored.
That's right.
Del Rimmel with the second free throw, and that good for him, giving him two. Indians 11. Up 11-9. 2:50 to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Indians in that 1-3-1 still. Making it tough on Botkins. Dozik drives in there, kicks the Plyman in the high post. Plyman throws over two. Noah top. No good. Alex
good rebound. Alex. Alex Dews, good box out. Got the rebound.
Sorry, Holman walking it up again. Throws up to Kel Ramo up top.
Oh, yeah. We got to get the big fella.
Go to town on him, Dan.
Yeah,
drop step.
Go, big boy. Oh, don't. Just a little soft. Good hustle by the Indians, though, to get it back. Briggsy kept it alive, and Troy picked it up. Nice job.
Kel Ramo has the ball up top. Drives in, spins. Goes over to Riggs. Riggs kicks it over to Alex Dews. Ah, caught that. I think that should have been a shot by Alex. Alex falls on the ground, throws it over to Troy.
Oh,
Holman.
My. Nice save.
That's an athletic
not
play
sure
by
how
Alex
he did
Dews
it,
right there.
Was dribbling on his butt and threw it outside. Great job.
Step through. There you go, Troy. No good. Alex Dews crashes, though. Gets the deflection, but Botkins retains the ball.
Indians are working hard on that. Offensive rebounding.
And no good for Dozak in transition. It goes off of him.
Back to the Indians. Rex Leverett back in for the Indians.
Replacing Alex Dews.
Ooh, had him deep.
Well, not sure what they're trying to get out of that full court press, but
yeah. Good pass by Daniel. Found Riggs.
Oh, he just missed it again. Good hustle play, though. Riggs gets a rebound.
He did battle back. How about you, Daniel? Long three.
Oh,
in and out.
In and out. We've had every ball go in and out.
We just can't get that lid off.
Good efforts by the Indians. Just
wow, we're working
nothing
hard
to show
down there.
For it.
Keep it alive, and we're getting two and three shots per attempt, but we're just not getting it done.
And I see down this end as they had a weight play right there. Cal and Dan are looking at each other with their hands on their hips, sucking air big time right now with those two.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they didn't come out a whole lot last night.
No. That was a tough-fought game last night. You know you got to have some tired legs.
Deep three on that side for Noah Toppin. Good. Gives Botkins a 12-11 lead with under a minute to go here. Rex has the ball on the left-hand side. Drives in. Probably
a
shot.
That's going to cost him, yeah. Extended the arm there. They'll get you for that one every time.
Especially right in front of the official.
Yep.
And that's his third foul.
He's got three fouls. I didn't even know that.
I didn't even realize that either.
Not many.
That's a huge play for the Indians because right now Rex has 9 of our 11.
9 of our 11. Don't like seeing him. When he's hot offensively, we don't want him on the bench. He spent about the whole first half on the bench last night in foul trouble.
He's got to learn to be able to not pick up some of those silly fouls. Yes. Right now, Botkins is pretty content, just holding the ball up top.
Oh, I think too.
20 seconds to go. Dozak does drive, hits Plyman in there. Kel Ramo goes straight up with him. He misses
it. Get that board!
Oh. Swatty. Oh, and they call foul.
Daniel thought he had all ball there, but they got him, I think.
Yep. Yeah, going to be foul on Daniel. So his first, team fifth, but it will be two shots for Carter Plyman. Averaging 20 right now, has five. Six for him.
Six for him.
15.7 seconds to go here in the second quarter for full recovery entrance. Plyman catches.
Low scoring game today.
No good.
All right, Indians, let's tie this thing up or take the lead here, huh?
10 seconds. 9, 8. Kel's dribbling to go 1-on-1. Hands off to Daniel. Right back to Kel. Oh. Kel gets a three almost.
No go.
Oh, first they fouled him. They
thought he did too. Didn't call nothing, but he just chucked it at the end and just about went in. But had to have. Indians trail 13-11.
This is a ugly scoring game.
It's kind of tough to get that thing to go through the hoop right now.
Well, and I also think with six guys on a Saturday after a hardball game last night. This is probably something to expect.
Yeah, we kind of figured it was coming.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here on the Cooper Farm halftime show, and Indians trail by 2-13-11, and you know the scoring recap's going to take about 2 seconds.
Rex Leverett
has 9, Cal Ramel 2, and that's our 11.
That's the 11. That did it. We're really hustling on offensive rebounds because we're getting 2 and 3 shots, but we just cannot get that thing to go down. We've had them rattle in and out and in and out a couple of times, and hopefully the second half, maybe that thing will open up for us a little bit.
I mean, it's been everyone. Everyone has missed.
Yeah, it's not one guy. It's everybody.
I mean, good shots.
Good-looking shots, yeah.
And the ball, as you said, has went around the rim. It's went halfway down and popped back
just
out.
Will not go in.
We just can't seem to find the scoring touch.
Yeah. But, as just you had Reese Rogers stopped up, said hi to us, and Reese has got a little tie to this place with his dad, and I seen out in the hallway, I was kind of looking, and I seen the, I don't know if it was a state runner-up or state,
yeah,
I think a state runner-up, wasn't it, Tony coached, and that's kind of cool. We got a little Fort Carey and Botkins tie here.
Well, and then also with Chelsea Colley,
who
was our longtime volleyball coach for a number of years, and she played on that state team with her father coaching.
She was on the state team also.
So,
pretty cool.
Absolutely, and one of their guys who had been their boys' coach, Brett Myers, who's their son JJ's playing here, and their older son played on their state team. He comes over to Fort Recovery a lot when we do some of our, like, the WOW and the Jubilee a lot of things like that. I've known Brett for a long time. So, he's...
good guy.
Got to know a lot of, the Fort Recovery people as well, just through Tony's connections and things like that. So, great family. Like I say, a lot of good connections with Reese stuff. So, and their 5th and 6th graders are playing right now out here.
I think that little guys out there
brought in a good crowd for them tonight as well.
Yeah, they got a nice crowd here.
So... our JV also came over and lost as well in a close game. Botkins JV is 7-2 Last night, St. John's was 7-1.
So
our JV team has faced two really good JV opponents in back-to-back.
Kind of said that in the beginning when we were talking a little bit, Coach. They gave up 24 last night in the first quarter and ended up with 47, I think. So we played three good quarters and one bad one, and we did the same thing again tonight. We just got in a big hole, and we just couldn't battle our way back.
Yeah, we trailed at halftime 36-21 and going into the fourth quarter 43-27 and just couldn't cut into it a whole lot.
No.
Briggs Overman led the way with 13. Colson Post added 12. Caden Holman with 6. Gavin Evers with 7. I thought Gavin's played well for us.
I do. I like the way he looks. He's playing pretty good.
And he's the one kid off the JV team that they have dressed the last couple of games with Reese Guggenbiller being out.
Yeah.
And you had said earlier, too, that, you know, Reese is hoping to be back in a couple of weeks.
Kind of talked like he could maybe be back in a few weeks. And, like, hopefully this thing with Landon's just a one day or so and get back here this week and hopefully get some practicing in and be okay.
Yeah, because otherwise it's really shorthanding us here
quite
tonight,
tough,
playing six guys for the most part. And, you know, on a Saturday night, you know, it's tough.
Like you said, with dead legs from a huge Friday night game.
You won't say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care.
I thought was a 15-foot pull-up.
Yes. He's very confident with that.
You know, and from what Jordan had said, because, you know, he obviously coaches in seventh grade, he said he has two brothers, one in seventh and one in eighth grade, both average 20.
Too. It's unbelievable. I heard they're great. I think
so. Actually, when he's a senior, he has two cousins as well. They could have all five Elvers on the floor.
And if they're anything like that with last night, that is not going to be a lot of fun to guard.
So, Coach Aaron Eller is a great guy who...
he is a good guy.
You know, he was battling brain cancer as well. So, you know, we had back-to-back games with Lincoln View, with Brett Hammonds, had brain cancer. And I was talking to him after the game, and things are doing well for him. And then I talked with Coach Eller last night as well, and things are going well for
things
him
good.
As well. So
that's good to hear.
You know, obviously at this point, it puts things in perspective a little bit for
absolutely.
You as well.
Absolutely.
So. All right, well, we'll be back. We'll get ready to start the third quarter here on the Cooper Farm Halftime Show.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Most
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And Botkin started off with the ball, and Dosik shot a deep three and missed it. Cal Ram will corral the rebound.
All right, Indians, let's get that lid off right away.
Yep. Rex has the ball over there, and he's playing with three fouls. He's got to make sure he plays smart here as well.
Yeah, we got to keep him on the floor.
And now we're trying to get Kel. ISO'd inside and turnover by Riggs. Climbing in transition. Nice Euro step. Amp, and they're going to call Rex for a foul. Not what you wanted to see for the Indians.
You almost got to let him have that one, Rex, unfortunately. Yep. That's going to cost you at least a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's no way you're probably stopping him at that point in transition.
No, he was in. He was in deep transition and in there pretty deep.
Up and no good for Plyman on the free throw.
All right, Purple.
Yep. Got to have a response right here.
Well, we're going to have some big minutes here out of Kale and Daniel, I think. Keep us in this thing.
Riggs has the ball up top, drives in, stop, pops.
Get up there, Riggs.
No good for Riggs.
A little short.
Plyman throws it over to Dosik. Back over to 21. Berger. He took a shot the whole first half.
Nope.
Takes one there, though, and swishes it for the lefty.
8-3.
Looked good doing that one.
18-11, Indians trail.
Daniel sets the ball screen for Kel, drives off of it, throw over to Troy. Stops, picks up his dribble. Over to Daniel on the right-hand side. Swings it back up to Kel, up top. Kel drives in, kicks over to Daniel.
Get in there, Daniel. Yeah,
that
boy.
Three's good.
That's big. We needed that. Timeout. Indians.
Full timeout. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll be right back. 18-14 Vikings.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Hey, we're back at it. And we get some upcoming games coming up here, Coach. Next week, the girls will host Coldwater Cavaliers. That'll be simulcast with WPGW, with NFHS video, and the Student Appreciation Night. Students get in free, like we said, should be all the time. But we're only with two votes. Friday, the boys will have to travel over to the Palace and take on Coldwater Cavaliers. FRR broadcast will be there for sure. NFHS video is also going to be available. And on Saturday, the girls will be at Anzonia. Varsity only, noon start, simulcast with WPGW. And then the boys will host Miami. That's a new one.
Yep.
Maumee Valley Country Day.
From Toledo.
FRR broadcast and NFHS will be available.
Oh, another three right there for Borger.
This kid came out of nowhere. I don't think he did anything first half.
He did. No.
Two big threes.
6 points all in this quarter right here in the first 2 minutes. Cal Rammel drives, throws it over to Troy Holman, up to Daniel Patch. Over to Cal Rammel. Cal drives, stops, picks his dribble, back up to Troy, swings it to Alex for three.
Short. Good follow.
Hustles, though, and throws it right back in. Good hustle, though, by Alex. Borger with another three. Oh, my goodness.
Kid's on fire.
He 9 points on three almost straight possessions.
Three straight possessions. We just got to find him.
In transition there. Alex almost traveled. Cal Rammel has the ball up top, stops and drives. Over to Daniel Patch. In there to Cal Rammel now. Go to town there, Cal. Oh,
yep. That's about.
lineman. Thought he got all ball on the strip, but got a lot of hand with that.
Little hand in there, too. Kale's going to shoot a couple. Indians trail by 10, 24-14. 5-minute mark here in the third quarter.
Border out of nowhere, just increasing that lead for him. Kale hits that one.
Yeah.
Giving him
like you said, I don't think he did anything first half.
No, he didn't take a shot. Yeah. Didn't even look at the rim.
Nope. And now all of a sudden, he's just draining threes.
Matter of fact, he's hit six threes on the whole year. He hit three right there. Out of bounds. Going to be Botkins.
Botkins ball.
So half of his threes have came in this quarter.
In this quarter. In that
on the whole year.
That figures.
Plyman has the ball up top.
Oh, I thought Daniel had that. Didn't look like too bad a D. Might have got him a little bit on the arm. It's two on him. We cannot have anybody else get in foul trouble.
Nope.
Come on now.
24-15 Botkins here.
Let's get a stop here. Purple.
Dozik has the ball. Throws it over to Borger again. Oh, my goodness.
He just hit four. Four possessions, four threes.
This is incredible.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, we got to find him here. Kel has the ball up top, drives in, stops, takes it up.
There's another one.
Grabbed his arm.
I can handle that Plyman boy taking a seat for a little while, maybe. It's his second foul.
Yeah, two straight possessions. He's picked up fouls here as well. I'd say it's going to take another foul for him to think about setting down, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
Kel goes to the Hall Brother free throw line and hits that one.
All righty.
You know, the other positive it does, it allows those guys to get a breather on the floor right here without taking a timeout, too, with these fouls.
That definitely helps.
Kel lets the next one go. Good.
Got it. Rattled it home.
Yep, five on the night. Indians are going to go man-to-man now. Plyman's coming off the high ball screen. Throws it out to Herzog. Good defense, Alex. Over to Plyman again.
Get that
back in and knocked away out of Daniel.
Got a piece of it.
Yep, he's boxing the ball underneath. Plyman's going to trigger it in. And the other thing with Rex in foul trouble, what it does is it shortens us to a five-man bench right now. Yeah, we're playing five guys with no
nobody
subs.
Nobody can come out. That's right.
No subs and some tired legs. So Plyman has the ball up top. Kicks over to Dozak, drives in. Throws out to Herzog.
Oh, we get a piece of that.
Herzog drives in, throws over to the younger Plyman. Over to Herzog. Back to Dosic. Dribble weave up here. Throws up to Plyman. I mean, Daniel's not even guarding him about 6 feet. He didn't look at the rim.
Didn't even look at the rim.
Plyman has the ball now. They switched it. They're trying to go ISO now. Clear the floor with Daniel guarding him. Push him into your help, if anything. Good
there
steal, Kel
go.
Rammel.
Steal.
That's a foul. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's
There's three.
That's what we like to see. Take it right to him, Kale.
Three straight trips, three straight fouls.
Three straight fouls.
On Plyman. So Kale Rammel will get a chance to go to the free throw line to add to his five here.
Yep. Keep knocking them in, Kale.
Good. Gives him six on the night. And his new trail now by nine. 27-18. It's that one.
Boy. All right, another stop.
Yep, just keep chipping away at this thing. 3:15 to go. Nice deflection there by Kel Rammel.
Get him in.
Dozik drives baseline. Steal by Kel again.
Steal. Attaboy, Kale. Pretty good D by the purple and white. Take it to him again.
Daniel for three. Good.
Hey, attaboy. That'll get us
nice
back.
Nice driving kick from Kel to Daniel. That was a deep three, too.
That was another deep three.
Now we're five. Keep chipping away here. 2:40 to go, fellas. Plyman has the ball with Dozik, and Botkins is very patient
they are
with the ball. I mean, it's dribble weave or stand and hold the ball for 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds and with no one on them, and they're not in a hurry by any means.
Not in a hurry at all.
Herzog has the baseline drive, throws it over. Alex let it go through his hands. Oh, drug his foot. They didn't call it.
A walk there. And
another three. Jeez on Pete's by Berger.
This kid's getting cocky every minute. Shaking his head.
Pointing to the crowd.
Pointing to the crowd.
The kid's hit 3 threes all year, and he's
had 5
in this quarter. He's going berserk right now. Cal Rammel, I thought he got fouled from here.
Boy, I did too.
Nice move inside, just couldn't finish it. Kleiman with a rebound, throws over to Berger, over to Herzog.
Nope.
No three.
Up and over. Oh, that's on the top.
And it went off of Riggs's fingers.
Well, it looked like it was top iron.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yep. Riggs is going to get called for a foul now. Jeez, and Pete's even hit another one up top.
Yeah, they called a foul. Everything's close.
Right now,
I almost think if I'm Coach Larry Wright, you may have to go to a boxing horn on that kid.
I mean,
somebody knows where he's at.
I'm pretty sure if he drop kicks a ball, it's going in
It's going in right now. He's got a hot hand.
Plyman has the ball. Carter Plyman had a screen from his, I'm assuming, brother or cousin here.
Yeah, we think cousin.
Colton.
Yeah,
Colton Plyman. Another three misses that one.
All right.
Percentages are in our favor now. Maybe he'll keep shooting and missing for us.
Yeah, hopefully he'll start missing, hit all iron.
Indians trail by 8 here. Cal Rammel with the screen over to Troy Holman. Drives in there and fouled by J.J. Meyer. So Troy's going to go to the Hall Brother free throw line. Good drive by Troy.
Good take. Boy, I'd like to see him finish that, though. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would have been a tough finish, though.
Yeah, he was coming in. A little tough one, but... All right, Troy, knock a couple in here.
Minute 22 to go here. It's the Cal Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard. Good for Troy.
That a boy.
Cuts the lead to 7. And we had it down to 5, and then they hit another 3. And we got to get this thing here. If we can get this thing to 4 or 5 points to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'd be good with that. I have no problem with that.
Troy dribbles a couple times, lets the next one fly, misses it. Top gets the rebound for Botkins.
Almost... For the minute and some, I wonder if you do look into the Evers boy or the Overman boy just to give Daniel and them guys a breather.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find someone to match up with him.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Colton Plyman screens Carter Plyman. Plyman hands over to top, over to Meyer. Dribble weave up right now. Finds it over to, don't even guard him.
No,
throws it over, though, to Carter Plyman.
Good box out.
Oh, there's a foul by Herzog.
That's 3 on him, I think, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. 3 on him also.
Our second leading scorer picks up 3. Should say second leading scorer on the year with 8 points.
Yep.
Tonight he has 3. But so Colton Plyman checks out and Ryan Paul checks in, 5'10 junior. And 34 checks in as well. I think this is the first time we've seen him. Yeah. Russell Linhart, 6'3 sophomore. And he's trailed by 7 again here, under a minute. Troy Holman's walking it up.
All right, boys, let's get a bucket.
Troy's dribbling over here on the right-hand side. Drives in.
Hey, there's a wild shot. Shot that went in. I love that.
Cuts the lead to 5. There's our 5 we were talking about.
Yep.
Now we can get a stop
let's
here
get
with 30
a stop
seconds.
Here.
Gets Troy 3 on the night.
I'm sure we're not. We're going to come out or not. Yeah, we're going to be content to give him one more shot and call it a quarter.
Yep. Plyman's dribbling up top.
He's getting trying to get a count going anyhow.
Yeah. Good steal. Oh, knocked away by Alex.
Oh, nice.
Good hustle, Alex.
Deuce. And denied that
pass.
Both of them going at it.
Yeah. Alex getting some extended minutes tonight, doing a great job.
Doing a good job.
Well, actually, the ball got extended minutes tonight because Landon has not played at all with his leg injury here. Where he's setting out for precaution, and Rex Leverett has 4 fouls.
Yeah, he's been out.
So we've been playing 5 guys pretty much the whole
first possession. Rex picked up his 4th foul, and he ain't been
quarter.
In since.
6 seconds, 5 seconds, throws over to Paul for 3.
Oh
my goodness,
killer.
He hits that one. Daniel Patch with the half-court heave and throws it over.
That's a quarter.
Cal Pharmacy quarter goes 33-25. Botkins leads. We'll take a break and start the fourth quarter.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre?
then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacists can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, the Indians are going to start the fourth quarter with the ball, but trailing by 8 here. We were just talking, we got outscored that quarter, 20-14. And of the 20 points, Steve, Botkins hit 6 threes.
6 threes. Couldn't make a shot the first half and hit 6 threes the second half. Well, I don't know, but I'd say you get the ball to 22 and let him go right at it. But I think it looks like Herzog's going to guard him instead of Plyman. But he's got 3 fouls, too, so I'd go at him, too.
And that's what we do exactly. Drop step and take him up. There we go.
Oh,
misses it. Back up, misses it again.
Oh, I got to finish that.
That would have been the play right there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly what we wanted.
Could have cut it to 5. Plyman has the ball guarded by Alex Deuce. Paul has it on the right-hand side. Moving screen. Yep,
got him with it.
Borger didn't get set on the moving screen.
I'll take that.
Fouls.
Oh, man. Kale had just a 2-point blank layups and missed both of them. All right. Let's come back. Let's get a bucket here, Purple. There you go. Working a little bit.
Cut to him.
Moves him out. There
he picked up his dribble and no one was moving. Troy has the ball on the left-hand side.
Oh, look out.
And overthrew Daniel.
Daniel had no idea it was coming.
Wonder when the coach is going to roll the dice and put Rex back in.
Yeah. You can't wait too long, I don't think.
Halftime, we had 11. Rex had 9 of our 11 and picked up in the very first play of the third quarter, and we haven't seen him since.
We have not seen him since. Somebody
take a drives
charge
in there. They're going to call blocking foul on Alex Deuce, it looks like.
Yeah.
I think Daniel's telling him on that, hey, when I get ball screen, you got to call a screen, because I think Daniel just got his head taken off.
Yeah, you got to let him know.
Herzog's going to go to the free throw line. He is a 70% free throw shooter. First one up is good. Gives him 3 on the night. Botkins Trojans 34. And for recovery, Indians 25.
All right, Indians.
And take under 7 minutes here to go in the fourth quarter.
Hard.
Good board.
All right. All right, Kale. Well, I ain't too sure I wouldn't clear it out and let him have him. Yeah. Take it to him.
Kale picks up his dribble and they back off. And
there you go, that a boy.
Footer.
Nice little face up 15 footer, just like you said.
Meyer has the ball over to Plyman. Drives to the right-hand side. Stops on the baseline. Kicks up to Meyer. Over to Borger for 3.
Oh, give me a break.
That's another one.
What do you have? 3 on the season, and he's got 5 in this game.
Yep.
In the second half.
Yep, giving him 18 on the night. Troy Holman drives in. Throws over to Daniel.
There's a push in the back.
That's Herzog's 4th.
That's 4 on him.
And that's bonus for Kel Rammel, so that's team's 8th. So Kel will go to the free throw line.
Yep. There he goes. Rex is back. Going to take Alex Deuce out.
18 points. He has almost half their points tonight.
Unbelievable.
And
6 threes.
He averaged 4 points. Kale misses that free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line. Averaging 4 and hits his team. I guess that's what you need to do to step up.
Yeah.
Carter Plyman has the ball up top over to Dosic. Back over to Colton Plyman. Up the Berger. Over to Paul. Right now they're probably going to be really patient.
I would think so, yes.
Carter Plyman has the ball, drives in, swings it over to Paul. Drives in, stops, picks his dribble up to Dosic. Back to Colton Plyman. Paul
wide
for three.
Open. Three at the top. Oh
my goodness, he hits that one.
That is, what, eight threes
yep.
in the second half?
You want to know how many threes he's hit on the year? Three.
I'm sure it's not
he's
been too
two
many.
Tonight. He's hit two tonight, and he had three. Cal Rammel
good,
with the
good play by Cam.
Offensive rebound put back by the Riggs Toby missed free throw or missed a shot.
I don't know. You go man-to-man here and just start chasing?
I think you got to.
I think so, too.
They'll take a full timeout. We'll take one and be right back here with
it. Sounds good.
Finish off the quarter.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, 5:24 here to go in the fourth quarter. Fall mechanical fourth quarter.
Get him, get him.
Attaboy. Indians trail by 11. Indians picking up.
Knocked it away.
Yep.
Couldn't get to it.
Dosic has the ball on the right-hand side. Over to Borger.
We're going to have to turn up the heat a little bit here, yep. I think. Hopefully get some turnover.
Right now, and they're being patient.
Trap him. Don't let him out.
Oh, what?
A foul on that.
Whew. Oh, no, they called a timeout.
Oh, timeout. Oh, I was going to say, that's pretty good defense.
30-second timeout for Botkins. And
had him down on the baseline.
Nope.
And
they'll take a full timeout. We'll take one here.
Yep, might as well.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacists can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
That's it.
Yeah. 5:01 to go.
Back at it.
Trail by 11. We were saying off air here, their leading scorers coming in have 11 of their 40 points, and guys who don't even average hardly one field goal are
kind of boy. Rex Steele, get a layup here.
Yep.
Yeah,
there we go.
Boy. We're going to need a few of them.
And that's what hurt us also, having Rex out with four fouls as well.
Oh, he got a nice start,
add that length and defense, and he's got 11 on the night.
Get out of here.
Turn up the D here, fellas. Cut it to 9. Plyman over to Plyman. Good steal by Rex again. That's two in a row. Now we got to capitalize. Over to Daniel. Over to Riggs.
Take him, Riggs.
I'll throw it to Kel. Oh, Kel kind of got in his way. Riggs had him on a spin move, and Kel cut right in front of him. Knocked it away.
Right into it.
Oh, knocked away by Riggs. Back up.
Riggs had a piece of it.
Yeah. Plyman has the ball up top now. Swings over to Colton Plyman. Dribbles over to Paul.
A little weave here. Try to run some time.
Yeah, so it's not just standing and holding, but it's some action. Berger shoots
lefty.
Another three.
Lefty missed one. All right.
That's two now he's missed.
That two he missed. Finally coming back to reality.
Yeah. Troy Holman drives in there. Up, nice little left-hand screw, but misses.
A hard off the glass there.
Misses the lay-in. Hopkins with the ball. Dosic drives in. Kicks out the Plyman.
Oh, could have used that. Cutter to seven.
Over to Dosic. Back to Plyman up top. Plyman's on the right-hand side, guarded by Troy Holman.
Troy's got to try to maybe pick a steal here or something.
No good on the three from Dosic. Riggs Toby with the rebound. I just heard their coach say, why did he shoot that?
I bet too.
Troy Holman has the ball over to Kel Rammel. Oh. Kel drives in there.
Reach. Call that reach. Timeout.
Yep. Going to be timeout as Rex Leverett gets on the ball. Actually,
I'm not sure what they called there.
They called jump ball.
Their possession. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I thought they were calling a foul or a timeout. And
be smart, buddy.
Yeah. J.J. Meyer has the ball on the right-hand side, guarded by Rex. Over to Plyman in the post, guarded by Troy Holman. Back out to Cole.
That's our guy to foul right there.
Yeah. I haven't looked at free throws, but
neither, but I'm guessing.
Meyer kicks over to Plyman.
Daniel.
Yeah, and we're down by nine. It's not, I mean, if they're going to hold the ball like this, I mean, they've taken almost 45 seconds off the clock right now.
And we got three fouls to give, too.
Yeah.
So.
Troy's going to pick one there.
Good idea. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep, Troy and Kel were both there.
Got to keep trying to steal it.
Yeah, they actually gave it to Kel on the foul. Yeah, we got to be aggressive because we got five team fouls with 2:40 to go, and they're going
to. We might be able to get some steals here just by
that. And if not, they're going to hold the ball. So.
Or they're going to hold it. That's right.
Plyman has it up top, guarded by Troy. And Riggs is being very aggressive on Dosic.
Yeah, calling nothing.
Yep.
He tried to foul it right in front of the referee. Didn't call it, but
so Riggs got really aggressive.
Yeah, then he completely mugged him, and they called it.
So Hopkins will trigger it in underneath, over to Herzog, over to Paul, back up to Plyman, and Cal picks up a foul there, trying to foul.
Yep, number two.
And I'm not sure that's the guy Coach Leverett wanted to foul, as he's 44%, so.
Might not be a bad foul.
Yeah.
Like I said, big 4-2. I think I'm going after him, too.
Yeah, he is a 60.
Oh, he so might be better. So we might have made a better good foul here.
Although this guy's 44, he might hit both tonight, how our night's been
athletic.
Going.
The way our night's going, he won't miss.
And he drills that one.
41-31.
Indians trail by 10.
220.
Paul the Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard.
Got a long way to go here to get back.
Paul dribbles and lets the next one. It's that one. It's kind of been our night. 42-31. Riggs Toby dribbles in, throws it up, and blocking call. Missed the shot, but we'll go to the free throw line and shoot two free throws. That is a foul on Ray and Paul.
All right, Riggsy. Shooting two.
Yep, going to the Hall Brother free throw line. Let's cut in the least lead with the clock stopped.
That's what we need.
Out. Halfway down,
that's
and
hard.
Hops right back out.
Bounce, 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 out. What do you do?
Been one of those nights.
Sometimes.
It's not from lack of effort. That's obvious. I'm not, these guys are playing
hard. No, they're playing hard.
Riggs hits that one. Indians trail by 10 here with 2:20 to go. Don't foul here, Rex. Right now, Berger has the ball over to Herzog, over to Paul, back up to Plyman. They're just running their dribble weave. Troy looked like he was trying to foul there, and they didn't call it.
Yep.
Don't, Rex, don't!
Yeah, Rex, you're done.
Oh, Rex, you got to know you got four, buddy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's going to be Rex's fifth with 11 points on the night.
Offensively, good night. Defensively, had his number.
Yeah.
A lot of fouls.
Getting in trouble by 10 here with right under 2 minutes.
As Mark is, I don't think they've ever missed a free throw either.
No.
Nope. Still.
He's a 75% free throw shooter and cashed in on that one.
Yep. Looks pretty comfortable there, too.
Couple dribbles and stops and pops and hits that one.
Got them both. Daniel brings her up.
Goes over to Troy Holman, and he's trailed by 12 now. Cal Rammel gets it on the cut, gets blocked by Plyman, and they're calling after the shot.
After the shot, yep. Took him out.
As he Cal hit the deck on the shot. Nonetheless, it's still going to be bonus.
1-on-1, yep.
Plyman went up there and got that one, pinned that one against the backboard.
Yeah, he did. Luckily, his body ran into Kale's body, or that would have been a swat.
Yeah. Kale dribbles and hits the free throw on the Hall Brothers free throw.
12-on-9.
Yep, 12-on-9. 33 for the Indians. Trail by 11. Second one is up, and it's good. And he's going to take a 30-second timeout.
30-second timeout. We got next week, Thursday, the girls will host Coldwater Cavaliers, simulcasted by WPGW with NFHS video there. Student Appreciation Night. Students all get in free, so let's get up there. Friday night, the boys will travel over to Coldwater. FRAR will be broadcasting that, baby, with Brian and myself. NFHS video will be available on Saturday. The girls will be at Anzonia Varsity only. A noon start. Simulcast at WPGW. And the boys will host Maumee Valley Country Day. FRR will be broadcasting that one along with the NFHS video.
You know, looking at the standings, Coldwater's 3-0 right now, and the Mac Marion's 2-0. Coldwater's 5-4 overall.
5-4 overall.
3-0 in the conference.
Yeah, kind of weird. And Indians are second, and they're 2-1 with an 8-2 record. And New Bremen, 2-1 with a 5-2 record. Marion Local, 2-0 with a 7-1 record.
Botkins trigger the ball into Meyer, over to Paul. They break the pressure, but
nice
steal
job
by Kel Rammel.
Kel. Kel couldn't get it.
Yep. Kel was falling down on his butt and spent.
Good hustle.
Knocked it away.
Couldn't get it. Would have been nice to pull up, hit a three there.
Yep. Herzog triggers it in. And they're calling
hold all away
on
from the ball.
Yeah. That's a good foul.
Good foul. I got no problem with that.
No time
clock.
Goes off. Yep. No time off the clock.
No sec will shoot. 1-on-1.
Yep. 67% free throw shooter. Minute 37 to go here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail by 10. Free throw is no good. Attack him.
Foul us. Give us 2 shots. This is where you can't mess around. You got to shoot it.
Troy, turnover. Plyman with the steal. Alex Dews with the foul. Sends Carter Plyman back to the free throw line.
3 on Alex.
Yep.
Carter Plyman.
Yep. He is a 68% free throw shooter.
He's going to shoot a couple. Missed it.
So their better free throw shooter has missed some. Their guy's shooting
44%. The guys are terrible. They're draining them.
Cashing them in.
It's been our kind of night. Kid averaging 4 points has got 18.
The kid averaging 20 has 8.
Has 8.
And misses both. Cal Rammel with the rebound.
Well, you got to get him help.
Cal with the pull-up 15-footer.
Time out.
30-second timeout. We'll just keep it here.
Yeah, might as well. Like we were talking about the MAC. Next week, we got Coldwater. They're on top of the MAC right now with a 3-0 record and 5-4.
You know, Vercells, Jordan and I were talking about this last night. Vercells picked up a win over Parkway and gives them the first conference win. Who would ever would have thought that?
Who would have thought that? I thought they were going to be a team to be reckoned with, and they still may be. They're 5-6 on the year,
right,
which now, I'm sure coming out of football, probably they're a little slow, I would think. But,
you know, Coldwater's 3-0, but 3-0, you got Fort Recovery, Bremen, Marion, St. John's, and St. Henry all right
one
there.
One loss, yeah.
You know, they're all one-loss teams. There's a lot of games left.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this could be one of those years, two or three possibly losses wins you a MAC title.
Still can get you a title, that's right.
All right, we got 1:12 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Trailing by 8.
Watkins taking it out full court. Herzog triggers it in.
Allen.
And either Troy or Daniel pick up that foul. Yep, Troy Holman.
Troy gets it.
That's his second. So Plyman goes to the free throw line.
Yeah. Our remaining five guys, none of them are really in any foul trouble, so. Carton, why don't you miss a couple more for
us? Yep. And he hits that one. Now that's what your senior leaders do, step up in pressure, especially when you miss too early. Indians trail 45-36 here, 109 to go. Oh, should be a free throw violation.
In there and they didn't say nothing.
Oh, that one would have been huge.
Yeah, look at me.
He hits the second one.
Stuck his foot right in there.
Alex Dews for three and hits that one. Great driving kick by Riggs Toby. And they won't pick up the ball.
Right, they're letting the ball bounce and the clock's running.
And
we were trying to give it to them.
And Troy's handing the ball. You can't just let the ball bounce like that.
Right.
The official has to have it.
He's got
to
call timeout. At least the official's got to stop the clock.
Right.
They can do whatever they want with it. But, yeah, he ran off probably 5 seconds.
Right there, just not going over and pick up the ball.
Not picking the ball up.
Otherwise, that's got to be a 5-second count.
Yeah, that's got to be part of it.
I mean, I get you don't have to throw it in, but you just sit there and never go pick it up.
Right.
Why would you ever pick it up?
Ball's bouncing around. We're trying to get them to get started, and they won't start. But
if anything,
it's fine if you got a referee that's counting.
Right.
That ball's bouncing around.
Which they weren't.
And they weren't. No.
That or throw it to the official, then he has to throw it to that guy.
It's got to be put in play. Well, the Indians.
Down 7.
Trail by 7.
Not impossible.
No, big hit by Alex Deuce there in the corner. Big long 3.
We got to have a lot of things go our way here.
Yeah, we do.
Andrews are picking him up full court, looking for the home run pass, but nope, throw it over to Plyman. Like Daniel, I thought, tried to foul him right there. They didn't call it.
Yep.
Trap him. Yep, they crossed
ball,
right
that's
there.
That's our ball, I believe. Yep, that goes to us.
J.J. Meyer drove across half court and stopped where you don't want to go in Coffin Corner.
Dale Hattie.
Well, that's the first thing right there.
That's one thing we had to happen.
Now we need to hit a shot here.
Definitely need to get a quick bucket.
A 2's okay because they're not going to foul. They're going to let us go. We got to go to the hole. Get to the hole here, Kel. Can't pick any dribble.
Come on, Daniel. Yeah,
nice little post move there by Daniel on the jump hook. Nice pass, Riggs Toby. We're cutting this thing down here to 5. And there we go. Nice job, Indians. 42 clicks go.
42.
There's our second thing we need to go our way here, Pete.
Stop the clock.
So,
down 5. Still got a chance here.
All right. They're going to take a full timeout. We'll take one and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
All right, we're back here. 42.4 seconds to go. Indians trail by 5. Bakken's trying to get the ball inbounds. Trap him in the corner.
That's it.
And they call another timeout.
Timeout.
At least they're burning up some timeouts
there,
too.
Yeah, burning some timeouts.
Bakken's is catching it in coffin corners, which is where you don't want to catch it when you're getting trapped.
Twice now they've done that. 30-second timeout.
Yeah, we'll just stay right here.
So. Might as well stay here.
All right, well, again.
Been an interesting night.
Yeah, because a lot of things for the Indians has gone right here in the last few maybe minute or so. Hadn't gone right throughout the game.
For the whole third quarter, it wasn't too good.
I mean, they had a kid who, credit to him, but hey, Brent Barger fire, has hit six threes on the night. And then Ryan Paul has hit two, and both of them came in with both of them hitting three.
Eight threes all in the second half.
And then, so that's been a majority of their scoring here. And for the Indians, we've missed a lot of point-blank shots, and Landon Post has not played with a leg injury, so he's taking the night off, trying to let it heal since it's a non-conference game, getting ready for Coldwater next week.
Got a big game.
And Rex Leverett's been in foul trouble, so we've played five guys almost this whole game.
Back in play again. Here they come. Oh, get that
steal. Almost by Alex Dews on the steal. Kel Rammel, nope. Almost had a couple steals here. Yep. Okay. Now the foul on Riggs Toby on Ryan Paul.
33 seconds.
We missed two or three steals out here in the backcourt trying to get some steals. Had them almost hands on balls and just couldn't get it.
Just couldn't quite get it.
So that took off 10 seconds there.
Yep.
That's probably the most hurtful thing of it all.
That's not what we want.
Paul dribbles a couple times and swishes that one.
44%.
44%.
He is 3 for 3. We are bringing out the best in Bakken's. Oh, shoot.
And the second one is up and good.
Got them both.
That average is increasing there.
Definitely going
night.
Up.
Throw ahead. Troy Holman has the ball. They're calling a foul.
No shot.
Right now, Troy's putting his head down and going hard to the hole and hopefully drawing a foul. Or are they letting shoot a layup?
Yep. He's going to shoot two anyhow.
28 seconds to go. And Troy, we'll get two
both
shots.
Both teams in double bonus. Knock a couple in here, Troy. Let's D it up.
And first one is no good. By the way, if you want to watch the game, you can watch it tomorrow on WOSN at 7:30. They'll be replaying the game.
WOSN. Gotta love them.
Yep. We're pretty fortunate to have the coverage we do.
We do. What happened there? Somebody in early, I think, for the purple and white.
Yep. So Bakken's ball underneath. Triggered into Plyman.
Fouls Plyman.
Yep. And he was on Troy. That's his third.
Third on Troy.
Trail by 7 with 27 seconds.
Made it tougher here.
A little higher mountain to climb now if we want to come back.
Yeah, going to be a little half miracle here, I think. Little Reggie Miller.
And he rattles that one.
Rattles it home.
A lot of iron on that.
Yes, sir.
Second free throw for Carter is around the world and good. Cal Rammel quickly down the floor, 25 seconds. Deep three, no good.
Good hustle by Riggsy. Kept it alive, and they called it out on them. We'll take it.
Yeah. Not sure I saw that.
A three here, I think.
Cal gets the ball.
In the corner.
Tries to split it, almost kicked it to himself.
That'll give him the layup.
And
15 seconds, foul on Daniel Patch.
Yep.
10 seconds to go in this ball game. Indies trail by 7. Daniel picks up his third foul.
Right now, we need a big miracle.
Yeah, we definitely do. We need these guys to go on a big time missing. Miss a lot of shots in a row here.
And he hits that one for
iron everywhere. All around the basket and down.
And ours are rolling out.
Yep, ours go the other way.
Been one of those nights.
Yep.
Saturday night. The second one is good.
They missed a free throw, huh?
I don't think they missed many, but Plyman missed two.
Plyman missed two, yep.
Cal for a deep three. His time is running out and no good. Plyman gets the rebound. It's going to be out of bounds. Yeah, should have been clock stopped.
I was going to say, should have been on the backboard anyhow.
0.9 seconds. The Indians are trailing by 9. Looks like it's going to be a loss here for our Indians.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sure, you're going to trigger it in.
But we got a big week next week going to Coldwater.
Yep.
Daniel Heaser up to end the ball game.
So the Indians lose 52-43. And we will be back and recap the game and have a talk with Coach Leverett on our Miracle Lanes postgame show.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, we're back here again. Our Indians lose 52-43. Scoring went like this. Fort Recovery led at the end of the first quarter, 7-5. Both teams, 7-5. At halftime, the Bakken's Trojans led 13-11. Going into the third quarter, Bakken's led 33-25. At the end, obviously, 52-43. That drops the Indians' record to 8-3 on the year. And Bakken's improves their record to 6-4. Fort Recovery's led tonight by 6'5 senior Kel Rammel with 17 points. Rex Leverett, 6'4 junior, chipped in with 11. He had a great game tonight. Unfortunately, couldn't stay on the floor long enough as he was in foul trouble the whole night. Played really maybe a quarter and a half at most to get his 11 points. Daniel Patch chipped in with 8. Troy Holman added 3. Alex Dews with 3. And Riggs Toby with 1. Again, Landon Post did not play tonight with a leg soreness, and they held him out as precautionary to get ready for Coldwater next week, and that put us shorthanded, basically played with 6 guys, then Rex in foul trouble put us down really to 5 guys most of the night. So, and on a Saturday night, and Botkins was off, you know, made it a long night for the Indians there, but JV team also lost as well. They lost 58-47. They were led tonight by Briggs Overman with 13 points, Colson Post with 12, Gavin Evers with 7, Caden Holman with 6, and Caden Greasy with 5. And we're getting ready to try to get Coach Leverett to walk up here in the second level here. As we wait on him. Again, next week we got games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Girls play host Coldwater on Thursday night, student appreciation night. Boys travel to the Palace on Friday night. And Saturday, the girls are at Ansonia and host Toledo Maumee on Saturday. And Coach Leverett makes his way up here. Well, Coach, typical Saturday night game, right?
Yeah, buddy, yeah. You know, I think the difference is, and like I told the guys, I don't think this is an excuse, but them not playing last night, us playing a hard-fought MAC game, that definitely contributes some of it, I think. But we're right in the game yet, you know. You know, we knew we had to probably go zone early on to kind of save some legs and keep that pace slow with only having 6 guys, with Posty being hurt tonight. So you know, we stuck to the game plan. We even, you know, we went man down the stretch, which we proved we could guard them. We showed some grit there. They hit some big threes, and that's the difference.
Well, you know, the first half, we trailed 13-11 going to halftime. We had, I would say, 50 to 60% of our shots were in and around the rim, yeah. Down and back out. You know, we couldn't buy a bucket. We struggled. But yeah. We got great looks.
Oh, great looks.
And we got so many second-chance opportunities because of our hustle plays.
Right, we did it. And that's the thing that's hard to swallow, losing a game like that, because we had a lot of opportunities early on, you know. And like you said, they're just in and out, great looks. I told her we were like 1 for 8 from the three-point line in the first half, and I told him, I'm like, it's not that I don't want you to shoot it. I want you guys to keep shooting it, but somebody's going to have to make one, boys. They're good threes, you know. They're not contested, and it's been like that all year for us. At some point, you know, we're going to have to hit a shot. So with that being said, we'll regroup, and like I told him, hey, we learn from it, we get ready, let's go play Coldwater on Friday night.
Well, and then, you know, and then the opposite happened in the second half. They had a kid who's hit 3 threes all year,
yep,
come out
exactly.
And hit 6.
Right.
Goes
well,
out for 18.
And some of that's probably, you know, we didn't get out and probably make him uncomfortable with those Saturday night legs. So, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, we learn from it and move forward.
But, you know, Rex had a great game tonight. Unfortunately, shorthanded with Landon, and then he was in foul trouble, put us playing 5 guys most of the night. But,
yep.
You know, that was the confidence that we were looking for, Rex to come out and finally,
right.
Hopefully, can jumpstart him a little
Absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, you know, and Riggs Toby getting the start, that was good for him to come in and play more minutes tonight. Alex Deuce came in and hit another 3 in the corner when yep. We needed him to. So, you know, there's a lot of positives from tonight, just from the standpoint of guys getting more playing time and getting going here a little bit now that we're halfway through the season.
Absolutely. And next week at Coldwater is going to be a huge game for our Indians, as Coldwater right now is leading the MAC, and
right.
We want to have a chance at that title. We got to go on the road and knock them off.
Absolutely. We'll be ready to go. They play a bunch of kids, great athletes like Coldwater always has. Harlemer kids hit a couple game winners for him this year, so we'll have to know where he's at, obviously. And I mean, I don't know who they're going to guard Kale and Patchy with, but we'll let them worry about that. We're just going to come out and do some more of our own.
That's true. That's not your concern, is it?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up here,
All right,
Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Have a safe trip
yep.
home. All right. We'll be back here. We have some words from Hastings Auto, and Neil Spencer will wrap it up again. Brian Patch and Harold Feely from Bakken's Trojans here, and they defeat our Indians 52-43, and we'll be back with a word from Hastings Auto and Miracle Lanes postgame.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Bakken's High School, where the Indians, again, as Coach Patch and Harold Feely told us, go down to defeat 52-43, and a hard-fought game. As Coach Leverett said, it's not an excuse, but they did not have a league game last night. They have an odd number of teams, and so each somewhere along the season, somebody gets a Friday night that they don't play a league game. They could probably schedule another game, but they didn't. I don't think they regularly do. I think they just go ahead and take that Friday night off. So it was the Indians going down to defeat 52-43. They had several kids that made some threes. We Rex got going there a little bit and got a three in and some other nice, really nice plays, especially early. But he got in foul trouble and he got out of rhythm and he, I believe he did still end up with 11 points, double digits. But he played very well, but got foul trouble, and they just had his number every time he moved. They were watching him. So guess we'll kind of go over what's coming up next week. Thursday, the girls will host Coldwater. No Monday-Tuesday games next week. Girls will host Coldwater. We'll simulcast WPGW, Rob Weaver. And that'll also be available, the audio with the NFHS video. That's another one of our student appreciation nights. I believe this is the last one. They may decide to do it again since they've been so very successful. But students get in free, and they usually have some fun and games going on and all kinds of stuff that that make it really interesting for the kids. And then on Friday, the boys will go to Coldwater. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. NFHS video will be available, but I believe that will probably be with WPGW. We don't do their NFHS video for obvious reasons. We're Homer Fort Recovery, and that is at Coldwater, so that's not going to happen. Saturday, the girls will be at Ansonia. That'll be varsity only, noon start, and we'll simulcast Rob Weaver, WPGW. And then on Saturday evening, the boys will host Maumee Valley Country Day. That's from up around Toledo area. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and the audio will be the NFHS video. So I want to thank Brad Bergman, the athletic director here at Botkins, for hosting us, and we appreciate that a lot. We thank our sponsors, and, of course, we thank Brian Patch and Harold Feely for bringing us the game. Again, Indians go down to defeat 53-44, I think. I lost by around 10. So, 52-43 is what it ended up. So Indians are now 8-3 after two losses, lost to Delvis St. John last night. So, again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. We'll bring you, two girls, two boys. And we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.